Local farmers are bracing for the winter weather that's expected to hit tonight. What could be worse is that crops are growing early because of the unusually warm weather we've been experiencing. WSIU's Corey Ray has more.
There's nothing like biting into an apple on a warm summer day. But what about a warm winter day?
We are pretty far advanced right now for this time of year.
That's Jeff Flam, owner of Flam Orchards, which grows everything from peaches to apples to strawberries. As Flam says, the crops are pretty far along this year, especially the peaches, which shouldn't bloom until around the end of March.
We're probably at least 2 weeks ahead, maybe three.
Though peaches aren't supposed to bloom for a few more weeks, the unusually warm winter the region has experienced is causing them to grow early. Statewide temperatures for last month were above average at 40.1 degrees. The state's climatologist office says the first half of March is expected to be warmer than average as well. Flam's main concern? The potential of a frost could kill the crops, and the frost could come as early as tonight as a winter freeze warning takes effect at 10 p.m.
The warm weather itself doesn't necessarily hurt you. It's the cold that can follow that gets you.
A week ago, the temperature was 28 degrees at the orchards. Flam says the crops were able to withstand the cold, but as the crops develop, that same temperature could be detrimental if it were to happen this weekend.
If it warms up and stays warm, we're fine. But we've got probably another 4 to 6 weeks of, you know, potentially, you know, having a cold spell or, you know, a little bit of some freezing temperatures, you know. And I mean, there's really not much we can do about it. We just have to hope for the best here.
Flam isn't the only one hoping for the best either. Wayne Searles of Rendleman Farms is scrutinizing the weather.
We're talking about some snowfall, so there's possibly may have some cloudy conditions, which might be a little bit more conducive to temperatures that are not as cold and so forth as what's forecasting. So the clear nights are not our friend during this time, the completely clear nights. And also, depending on the wind, a little bit of wind is better than no wind at all.
And while fog and wind can help, Searles is most concerned that a sudden warm-up may just be as dangerous as the winter weather.
It's a little harder on the fruit buds if you have a really, really cold night, and then all of a sudden the next day you're just jumping way back up. They don't have time to acclimate, and they don't have time to come out of that situation where a lot of the cells can maybe come out of the freezing temperatures and still remain firm and viable.
Losing crops isn't unknown to Flam Orchards. Flam remembers when the farm lost both apples and peaches to frost in 2007.
It got down to 19 degrees on the first weekend of April that year, and it killed everything.
The business was still able to sell strawberries and vegetables that year, but Flam says the orchards felt the hit. The farm saw a reduced number of employees, and the retail market opened and closed only for the strawberry season.
When you lose basically at least half of what you do over the course of a year, I mean, you don't need near as many employees, and it's tough.
Both Flam and Rendleman Orchards distribute to local grocery stores such as Walmart and Kroger. Tim McGurk of Kroger Public Affairs says the company has been monitoring the weather.
We are watching the weather for this weekend and not really sure what to expect, but it has been an unusual winter and spring is coming early.
McGurk says if the crops were to freeze over, customers wouldn't feel the hit to their wallet.
Whichever product may be hampered in one area, we can reach out to other areas.
Though you may have to wait.
It takes a little bit longer to get it here, a little bit more transportation costs, but we do all we can to absorb that cost and not let the customer have to worry about the prices jumping up and down.
Searle says in 25 years of farming, he can't remember the peaches blooming this early.
I do not remember, to be honest with you, but my father has experienced a bloom the first week of March before and ended up with a fine crop of peaches, he said.
Even if the peaches are to survive this weekend, Flam and Searles say the potential for another frost isn't off the table until the second week of April. Still, they are hopeful.
I'm optimistic that we're going to make it,
says Flam.
You know, you have to stay a little bit that way to be in this business.
I'm Corey Ray.